A person at sea, in a boat. Just imagine you're in the middle of the ocean. Visualize the scene in front of us. في بحر اللجي يغشاه موج. One wave comes upon them. Another wave comes upon the first wave. And that is not enough. The darkness is so intense that above the second wave, there is a dark cloud, the one that brings the rain. The really dark cloud. So there is a wave on this person at sea. Upon that is another wave. And upon that is a dark cloud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if he extends his hand to look at it, which is probably the only part of your body which you'd be able to see in that kind of situation. Your feet are too far away. You're not able to see your face unless you have a mirror in front of you. The hand is probably the only thing that could be seen. Even when this person draws up his hand to take a glance at his hand, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهُ. He can just about make it out, or he probably can't even see that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his nur to whoever he wishes. So when we look around us, and our friends, our so-called friends at school, that want to do the different things and that want to act in this way which seems so attractive to us, let us remember that their actions are based on kufr. Their actions are based on the examples that we have just given. Either they are like at sea, where it is total darkness and they don't even know what's going on. It is such an intense moment, it is such a serious moment that they can't see anything. Imagine the tumult a person would feel in that situation. We don't want that to happen to us in the hereafter. We want to be ranked among those who will be with the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. And this is a dua we need to make. Dua is what will help. But the first thing we need to do is the istighfar. And then when we go from here, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave us in the cold. He doesn't just tell us about the nur and then the bad actions and the dark deeds of kufr. But He tells us in between that where this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be found. He says, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِي هَسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالِ. In such houses, in such places, in such locations. This could mean any masjid or any place where dhikr takes place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance is made. Yusabbihu, in which people glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. At the time of Fajr and at the time of Asr. Rijalun, who? Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'. عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Now, when I mention this, you're going to think, those young people who are sitting here are going to think, well, I've got a few years to go yet, I'm still studying. I don't have to worry about business right now. But remember, in a few years, you will be involved in something, in some activity to bring provisions to your home. It will be business, or it will be working for someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who glorify Allah are those, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ. Those people who are not made neglectful by their tijara, by their trading, by their business. وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. It does not make them discard their prayer, their salat. وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And their giving in charity. They fear, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا. They fear a day in which the eyes and the hearts will be overturned, the day of judgment. They have this constant fear of the day of judgment in their mind. They have paradise within view. This is where we are going. The problem with many of us is that we only look until our death. We need to extend our vision, and our vision should go beyond our death, because our death can come anytime. It is not something which is in our control. So our vision should be extended beyond our death to paradise and not to hell. It should not be vague. Many of our visions are vague. We're not sure. We've never put it into perspective. We've never really sat down and thought, okay, that's paradise, that's hell, this is where I'm going, and this is how I'm going to get there. Because you have to remember, paradise is an uphill climb. Imam Ghazali mentions in his Minhaj al-Abideen, paradise is uphill. Hell is downhill. One sin you do and you'll roll down into hell. But paradise, it's a slow climb. But that's why the fruits are so beautiful. That's why the fruits of paradise are so sweet. So when we go from here, not only do we make istighfar and tawbah, but we go to the masajid, we frequent the masajid as much as possible. This is what bears witness to our iman and our faith. Because in other places, there's too much distraction. TV has come into every single home. So it's there whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, another family member has it. So try to frequent the masajid. Try to remain close to the scholars and the ulama in your area. Try to call the great salihin and our great scholars and our great pious people to come and to give us some of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the way. When we need to make a decision, it needs to be made according to pure knowledge, sound knowledge, and it needs to be made on pure insight. It should not be made without any deep thought, otherwise we will get ourselves into trouble. So what do? We keep ourselves always in focus of paradise, of Jannah, and not of Jahannam. Nobody wants to go to Jahannam. If I ask anybody here, who wants to go to hell? Nobody wants to go to hell. But how many of us sitting here have actually sat down and thought, that is paradise. It's going to be the right hand side. The people of paradise will be taken, Ashabul Yameen, they'll be taken to the right. This is where I want to go. And my actions, every action of mine, must have the conditions that are needed to be able to qualify for paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to clear our hearts, to make space in our hearts, that His nur can come into our hearts. And with that nur, we will gain deeper insight. We will make less mistakes. The knowledge that we gain after that will be nurun ala nur. The nur coupled with knowledge, there is nothing that can beat that in this world. When the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entered into the hearts of someone, along with the deeni knowledge, along with religious knowledge, there is nothing that can stand in that person's way. That person is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us must have heard the hadith that you go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make the fara'id, you fulfill the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will become the hand with which you will hold things. He will become your eyes which you will see things. He will become your feet by which you will go towards things. And this is what everyone wants, everybody strives for, and this is something we all cherish. Because each one of us wants to be with the tawfiq of Allah. What does this word tawfiq mean? The word tawfiq, we hear it all the time. What does it mean? It means ja'alullahu fi'la ibadihi muwafiqan lima yuhibbuhu wa yarda. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our actions in accordance to what He loves and what He is pleased with. Not with what He is displeased with. Because whatever we do, Allah gives us the power to do it, whether it be good or evil. But He is not pleased with a lot of things that we do if we do them wrong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the divine guidance, the tawfiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to purify our hearts and to remain as close to the ulama as possible. And ourselves become the recipient of the nur, the special nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.